Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we'll pop in on the most interesting of the leagues right now, a rapid-fire collection of what's going on in the association. Sully, if you would, please. What the hell is this?
Little upbeat music for us here.
This
right?
Stinks. Where's the good stuff?
Well, we were going to do a different music bed for this one.
Where's Round Ball Rock? Little John Tesh for everybody.
We have plenty of time for those ones, too.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. All right.
Yes. All right, let me start with this question here. Kind of a long-form one, but bear with me.
Yeah, who the hell sings this song?
I don't know who sings. I think it's the royalty-free one. But anyway.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Woj, ESPN, he says the Grizzlies are listening to offers from Marc Gasol and Mike Conley, including some combination of young talent, draft picks, and salary cap relief.
What?
A few of the teams interested. Suns, Pistons, Pacers, Heat.
No.
But here's what I want to ask specifically about Conley. Would the Bucks make sense? ESPN suggests Milwaukee could offer Bledsoe and right. George Hill for Conley.
Yes, but hold on. Time out. We'll get to Milwaukee later. Are the Pistons are interested, or is this one of their pretend landing spots?
They mentioned the Pistons would be interested specifically for Conley.
Yeah, but Conley's due $32 million next year, if my memory serves me correctly.
Yep.
What the hell do you think you're trading the Grizzlies? Okay, so let's say you give them Reggie at 18. Here, we'll give you Langston Galloway and his sneaker collection at 9. All right, that's 27. The Grizzlies don't want either of those guys. So what are you giving them? Your first-round pick? You think that's enough to get Conley?
No, the reports are saying that they want an expiring contract within a year or two. So Reggie Jackson will be included in the deal
because he's
expiring.
I said Reggie. I said Langston. Who? They're going to take John Lohr? You think they're paying him $10 million bucks a year?
That's what the reports are saying, yes.
Okay, but your first-round pick's the only thing of value besides the corpse of Reggie when it falls off the books.
See, I don't know about that because the Grizzlies, that is, really just want to get rid of a contract. I don't think they want the first round.
Oh, they get rid of Gasol, isn't it? He's not expiring, though. He's got an option next year, doesn't he? You know what the Grizzlies should have done? They should have done this 2 years ago. These stupid teams are so stubborn. Next. And yes, Mike, I owe you an apology.
Bucks.
No, the Bucks are in a different spot.
Yep.
They have to go all in. They are number one in the East right now. They got a great shot of making the NBA Finals. Getting a real point guard like Mike Conley would be an upgrade there. He's a really good vet. He was part of what defined that grit and grind Grizzly era. No, you could, but remember. Okay, what? Bledsoe's expiring, correct?
Yes.
They got to pay him. Who else was in that deal you suggested?
He said George Hill.
George Hill deal. When's that done? This year,
it
right?
It should be after. They were talking about expiring contracts.
Okay.
So yeah.
You could, but remember, if you do that deal, how are you paying Chris Middleton? I'd really need to sit and look. Plus, you got to pay Brogdon probably too.
Yep.
I would lean towards no, but I'd get it if they tried.
Bang! Let's talk Melo. Carmelo Anthony.
Why?
He won't play a game for the Bulls, but they'll eventually trade him or waive him. But Allen Iverson said today, Melo can only make a team better.
Would they interview him at a blackjack table?
Probably. We know he loves that. But do you think Melo deserves another chance? Is there any team that would even make sense for him?
No. Nobody wants him. Summer of 2014, he turned down a max contract from the Bulls. Winter of 19, congratulations. We paid someone to take you. We didn't even want anything back. Mike, what does he do well? Not a good defender. He's a ball stopper. He's not a good spot-up shooter. He's been given every opportunity. His job at OKC, stand in the corner and hit threes. He couldn't stand in the corner and hit threes. Oh, I don't care where he goes. He can't play. He's toast.
Mama, there goes that man.
Oh, Mark.
All right, let's get a Pistons question in here. What the heck?
Oh, God.
Reggie Bullock and Ish Smith garnering trade interest. The Free Press mentions a team like Philly would be considered for Bullock.
Weird. Tell the Free Press I said that 2 months ago.
If the Pistons get a first-round pick, it's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Philly and the other team to watch is New Orleans. New Orleans will ship their first-round pick out this year. They're not keeping it. They have one thing. They got to try to keep Davis. Now, look, a backup point guard like Ish could help them. They play fast pace. Ish plays pretty up-tempo. They need a shooter. Reggie Bullock can do that. Yeah, and if the Pistons are too stupid to do this, then forget about it. But yeah, Mike, I've said Philly for months now.
Welcome to your Kodak moment.
Oh, my God.
A little Reggie Miller in there.
Oh, my God, that's bad.
All right, let me give you a question about the Celtics.
Where's Hubie Brown?
That one's in here.
You got plenty of time. No, I need him saying plenty of time when a team's got 1.3 seconds on the clock.
We'll get one of those in there, too.
Thank you.
Celtics, they've won four in a row. Like the best team in the East right now.
No.
True or false, Celtics are worthy of once again being the favorite in the East.
Absolutely not. Jaylen Brown's fallen in the toilet. Jason Tatum hasn't taken a big step forward. Terry Rozier looks miserable. Al Horford, I think David's more athletic than him. And Kyrie has done everything wrong, starting with this whole PR campaign about I'll be back if you'll have me and taking the mic at the home opener. Then rocking his teammates' skulls in public and then trying to somehow say sorry to his teammates but still making it all about himself with the whole LeBron phone call. The whole thing seems off. And oh, by the way, Gordon Hayward looks baked. So, no, we don't deserve to be favorites. And I'm very scared that Danny waited too long with his precious assets, and I don't know what move he thinks he's making. Because you'll never convince me we're getting unibrow. I mean, he's with, well, what the hell's that company? Oh, my God, the agency. Clutch Sports or whatever it is. He's already, like, earmarked for L.A. Yeah, sure, we could. What are we going to offer to New Orleans? You think they want Jaylen Brown's box fade? I don't. So they're going to ask for Tatum. They're going to ask for Brown. They're going to ask for Rozier. And then what do you do? What do you got? Kyrie, unibrow, the corpse of Al Horford. Gordon Hayward on crutches? Nah, the whole thing's bad. So let's just move away from this. I'm not very happy with the Celtics right now.
No, if you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball.
Oh, my. Kings announcers?
Yes, there you go.
Yes. I forget the dude's name, but boy, do they get into it.
Grant Napier?
Thank you, yes.
No, if you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball.
I like how they found some homeless dude in Brooklyn and moved him to Sacramento, of all places.
Yeah.
Here, you'll really love rural California.
No, if you don't like that, like NBA
basketball. Who's next in line for a slice?
All right. Let's keep it on the West Coast. Warriors, they could not be happier with how DeMarcus Cousins has been so far. He's looked more mobile than expected and certainly hasn't upset their rhythm at all. Do you agree with that? Warriors couldn't be happier with how
100%, because the only way you could try to beat the Warriors was to go big and then destroy them, you know, like out-rebound them 100-2. Well, guess what you can't do now? Can't do that because Boogie Cousins will be out there, and the next thing you know, they could post him up 4 out of 5 possessions in a 3-4 minute period. Mike, it's not fair, you know. And I love Boogie, and I hope he plays as well as possible. And I know he's a maniac, but I want him to get his money. I mean, the dude was a max player, and he blew his Achilles out. Nobody deserves that, right? You can't hate a player enough to see a man blow his Achilles out and maybe end his entire career just when he was about to get paid. So, yeah, Mike, there is no way to now go after the Warriors. I don't know how you attack them. I don't know what you do. Oh, and by the way, yeah, Klay Thompson's slump, I guess that's over.
Bingo!
Oh, the Clippers guy. The hell's his name? Ralph Lawler.
Lawler.
Yeah. Bingo!
Bingo!
Oh, when Griffin was in his prime, years ago, that guy needed new trousers 3 times a night.
Oh, it was crazy.
Slam dunk, Blake.
Bingo!
Leave me alone. I watch a lot of West Coast basketball. I hate everybody. Next.
All right, Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis out 2+ weeks with a sprained finger.
Yeah.
True or false? It does not matter whether he's healthy or not. The Pelicans aren't good, won't make the playoffs either way.
No, it does matter, and I'll tell you why. If you look at the league plus minuses, with Anthony Davis on the floor, with Drew Holiday, you know, they're acceptable. You take either of them off the floor, and they're like a minus 84. Like, you just, with AD, they can make the playoffs. Without him, hopeless. So, Is this, how many games do they have while he's out? Who do they play? I don't have that committed to memory. But yes, it does matter, Mike. And people don't realize Drew Holiday is a max player. Drew Holiday's fabulous. The problem is the rest of that team is just so bougie. I mean, Mirotić, I like. It was a good trade for them. But, man, the rest of that team is bougie deluxe. Woo! I mean, if they just had two or three bench players, they could be five, six games better. They got nobody. They're calling Roberto off the bench. You could put Roberto in an Omar Asik jersey. Would anyone know the difference?
No regard for human life!
Kevin Harlan, excellent.
All right, one more quick one.
Sure.
Nuggets second in the West, also have the second best offense in the NBA, despite not having a single player who scores more than 20 points per game. Simply put, how have they been doing it?
It's balance. I mean, Jamal Murray's gotten better. He's a little bit of a late bloomer now. I know you're supposed to be good at 19 when you come out, but Murray's gotten better. Gary Harris gotten better. You know, obviously, Nikola Jokic is a bona fide superstar, and he does it in a different way by being a facilitator as a big. But David, he's a wizard with the basketball. And when you look at them, look, they've been without a couple starters at different points this year, and Monty Morris just steps up, and different guys just get it done. They've got players, they've got depth, they've got this kind of anonymous superstar, and it works, and they play a really beautiful brand of basketball. And you can get it done being deep. They got nine players under 23 years old. And it helps when you draft well, something we wouldn't know anything about here in Detroit.
No, if you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball.
Bingo!
I'm going to tell you, you get me a Hubie Brown. All right, calm down. You got plenty of time.
Okay.
You get me one of those, we're good.
Philip!
Oh, it's so sad. So sad. Thank you. Excellent.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.